I want to make mention of a couple of things regarding President Trump. One, how he's being treated by the media. For example, for months, news media has been demanding that President Trump speak out against Russia, admit that they infiltrated or hacked, or use whatever term you desire, the 2016 presidential election. This past week, he did just that. Called out Russia for their actions in the Ukraine as well as in Syria, and said that Russia, along with other countries, did indeed attempt to influence the 2016 presidential election. The media's reaction to that? That Trump was endangering relations with Russia. Then there is the claim that things that President Trump says, or more specifically tweets, is going to incite violence. Perhaps the most recent example of this so-called concern was the president's retweeting of a doctored video that showed President Trump beating up what was actually Vince McMahon from a past WrestleMania, but someone had superimposed CNN logo over McMahon's head. But the claim being what it is, what about these two examples? Two protesters arrested at Republican Senator Jeff Flake's Tucson, Arizona office a few days ago. Dozens of people were planning a sit-in at his office to demand that he vote no on the Better Care Reconciliation Act. And here's what one of them said to a staffer. This is a liberal protester. You know how liberals are going to solve the Republican problem? Staffer, no. Protester, liberal. They are going to get better aim. Last guy tried, but he needed better aim. We will get better aim. And that followed a Palestinian-American Hamas-supporting activist, Linda Sarsour, who called for a jihad against President Donald Trump and his administration. She did this at the annual Islamic Society of North America convention last weekend. So exactly who is the one who is inciting violence?